Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there are a number of high-tech solutions to reducing the methane emissions of the world's 1.6 billion cows. One of them is a plasma gun. The gun zaps the cow dung and reduces the methane and ammonia levels. To tell me about it, I'm joined on the line by Chief Agronomist. Is that it? Chris Taylor. It's a new word to me. Agronomist.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's a mixture of agriculture and economist. Is that it?
More soil science and actual sort of crop growth.
Aha. And you're with N2 Applied. Tell us about this plasma gun, Chris.
Yeah, so our plasma system is utilising technology that's over 100 years old now, and it's been repurposed for treating cattle slurry. Mainly cattle slurry, but any liquid form of slurries that are produced on farm. And what this does for us is create a gas, which is then bubbled through the slurry. By doing that, we stop 99% of the methane emissions, both in store and in field, and about 95% of the ammonia emissions, again, from in store and field applications. So, real positive outcome for those greenhouse gas emissions on a livestock farm.
And does it make financial sense for farmers?
Yeah, so from a holistic viewpoint of what we're actually doing is both reducing the emissions that are happening on farm and then offsetting the purchase of artificial fertilizer. So it's a fantastic way of a farmer taking this sort of crop nutrition into the in-house and allowing them produce a better fertilizer in the form of an organic manure, which is enriched. And essentially taking the cost of fertilizer in-house.
So it's a win-win. It's a win for the environment and a win for the farmer.
Yep, I believe so.
Yeah, because in this country, they're talking about reducing the national herd before 2030 because of the green gas emissions. So do you think that this thing is going to solve the problem, or it'll be one of the things that'll solve the problem?
Yeah, it's always been talked. It's not the cow, it's the how, and this all comes down to management at the end of the day. So if we can limit the amount of these potent greenhouse gases that are being released, it's a fantastic way of us demonstrating that we're able to provide a sort of service to nature and allow farmers to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions whilst also reducing the input on artificial fertilizer. Then it's a very costly input.
Chris, are there any other high-tech solutions?
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways of going about this. I'd say often they only focus on maybe one outcome. So what we're doing at N2 Applied is quite diverse across the farm. Whereas if you wanted to look at a single outcome, I know of other technologies that are out there that either strip methane at source or can be fed, which have a limited effect on methane, if you like, but you can at least treat every cow then in the herd.
I see behavioural scientists in Germany have even trained cows to use the Mulu.
Yes, I have come across this one, and it's the theory that separating out the urine from the dung stops a lot of that off-gassing.
Ah, right.
But again, that's probably a relatively... A relatively sort of a one-trick pony, if you like.
Yes.
So it's only focused on a very small part of the picture. And yes.
And Chris, so is it all the excretions of the cow? So it's burping, it's pooing, it's farting, and it's peeing. All of them.
Yeah. Well, we're only able to work with what comes out of the back end, obviously.
Yes, yeah.
So, so the sooner we can get hold of slurry, process it and put it into long-term storage, the better. So there would still be emissions from the housing, if you like, but everything post-housing, i.e. the slurry lagoon and into long-term storage and then onto field applications, everything from that stage on would be essentially eliminated.
Chris Taylor, agronomist with N2 Applied. Thanks so much for talking to us today. Thanks, Chris.
No problem. Thank you.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.